July 1st, 2015, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Watch for Pedro Show. 1st of July. I'm in Pedro, but now with Brother Matt. I'm here at my own pad, Pedro. A couple weeks back from tour now. We started this 1st of July show off with John Coltrane doing Exotica. And then we had, two of the guys from this band I'm going to be talking to in a few seconds from Santiago, Chile. A tune we heard, A Normal, by Los Humber Stones. Welcome, Nacho Cristobal.
Hello.
Hello, Watt. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so great to be able to talk with you. I've never gotten to play Chile yet, but one day, it's part of my dream, you know. Speaks when you. So glad to talk to you from there. This song, A Normal.
Yeah, really glad to talk to you too.
Oh, you're most kind. This tune, A Normal.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me something about it.
A Normal is a song about a guy who wants to see be seen by the other people like an abnormal. In order to not study and not make the obligations of life.
He's against the system. He doesn't want to work or to go to the school or whatever.
So he prefers to be an abnormal than to take the normal life, you know?
So it's kind of a song about somebody.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a character study then, okay.
You
wouldn't say first person, maybe second person, about somebody else, huh?
The song is right in first person.
Oh, know? Okay.
But the chorus is in third person.
It's a second character.
Yeah.
Trippy.
In English, I say something like, I want to be taken by an abnormal. How does it follow that? Like quiero que me vean como una normal.
I want to be seen like someone abnormal.
I want to look abnormal. I think in English, in English we put a B in there, so it's abnormal, huh?
Abnormal, okay.
Abnormal. Yeah,
it's okay.
And I don't want to go to school. I don't want to study. I prefer to take me to the hospital to have nothing to do.
Okay.
It's like a kink song.
Sure. Very interesting. Can we go way back? Let's start with Nacho. Nacho, can you tell me your first musical memory?
My first musical memory, my first one. Maybe I was a little kid.
Yeah, of course.
Like 6 years old. And my father was watching a movie, very famous, it's called Amadeus.
Okay.
You know that film?
Mozart?
Yeah. Okay. And the movie starts with the suicide of Salieri trying to suicide. Suicide.
Yeah, right. The guy
who stole. There's a lot of blood. And there's a symphony by Mozart. I think it's the 25th symphony or something like that. And it's maybe it's not rock and roll, but I
just said music, so it's okay.
Yeah, I feel something very powerful in that part of my life and in that part of the movie. I didn't watch the movie complete. I just watched that scene. I was a little boy. It was not a movie for a little boy. So that image gets in my brain till today.
Okay. It was like branded in your brain.
Like, and not a Mozart brain, but a brain.
No, but that experience, that moment. What about you, Cristobal? What's your earliest musical memory you got?
My first, I think it was a Chilean group called Los Prisioneros. It means the prisoners.
Ah, so it was a gig or a record?
It was first one song, and then I bought the record. Or my father bought the record.
Okay, so you heard it on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like 7 years old.
Do you remember the name of this song?
Yeah, it was called Sexo. Sex.
Yeah. On the radio.
Well, yeah, hey. Yeah. It's like a protest song.
It was a protest song.
In Chile, we have a dictatorial government.
Yeah, at that moment.
At that moment.
Yeah, you know who I've played a lot of on my show? This guy, Victor Jara.
Victor Jara.
Yeah.
Yeah, Victor Jara. I got turned on by some cats from, they're living in Barcelona, but they're Chile cats. And they turned me on, and I got to play, last year when I toured over there with the Missing Man. And so I've been playing, they gave me a whole album worth.
Yeah, he was really great. He was killed in those years of,
government, dictator.
The years of the...
Pinochet.
Yeah.
Pinochet.
Right.
Pinochet.
Pinochet.
Bad days.
Yeah. And in the 80s.
Right, in the 80s. Hey, let's let's hear some more music right now by you guys. A tune called...
but let me tell you one more thing.
Oh, we're going to come back. We're going to talk some more. But this tune...
Oh, okay.
Of course, we're going to talk a lot more. But this tune, Si Tu Te Vas...
Oh, Si Tu Te Vas, that's from Pistol.
That's me playing the ukulele.
Si alguna vez piensas dejarme, avisa un par de meses antes para encontrar alguien que se parezca a ti. Yo sé que soy un desastre, que no sé hacer siquiera un postre. Es que nena, tú lo haces tan bien. Si tú te vas, si tú te vas, ¿quién se va a preocupar por mí? No sé por qué quieres cambiarme. Si sigo siendo como antes, trata de buscar eso que viste en mí. El resto no es tan importante, sigue conmigo hacia adelante. Al anochecer, quiero que estés aquí.
lesson plan for the teacher, recipe for the chef, diagnosis for the doctor. You soar inside, then left the island. Mirrors down in the manor, got a list, instructions and a flight path for the pilot. Where you're coming from, what you try to replay. We all wanna get home at the end of the day. Where you're coming from, who's telling you it's okay. We all wanna get home at the end of the day. Spoons full of salt, I
Thank you.
got a job.
Love the more.
one of us shall love the less. Thus it is and so it goes, we shall have our day, my dear. We're unwilling, dies the rose, but the new.
Too fast, down soon. it's sad but true. It's like they found better things to do. But I still get drunk and I raise some hell. But oh my friends, they fade away. So fade away. Man, what the hell am I supposed to do?
For Pedro Show, we heard Los Umbertones with Si Tu Te Vas. The name of your band, it means kind of a like ghost town.
It means the name of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a ghost town in the north of our country.
Yeah.
And it's a joke too, because it's like Rolling Stones but Humberstones.
So you pronounce it Humberstones.
Humberstones. Humberstones. Yeah. The name is Humberstone.
But you don't say Humberstones.
Yeah, Humberstones. Yeah.
You don't say Humberstones.
It's all right.
It's good. Sounds good. Maybe that should be the name of it.
Look, you know the town I live here in California, it's called Pedro.
Yeah, Pedro. Both for Pedro.
But even the Latin guys, they say Pedro, because yeah, I think it's that's kind of a nickname.
Yeah.
And if we hear San Pedro, oh, you've never been here, huh? I think it's kind of a test, too.
San Pedro is more to the north or to the south?
No, it's this town. We just say it wrong.
Oh, okay.
We just say it wrong, but, you know, even the people who speak Spanish here say it wrong. It's the name of the town. And the beach is called Cabrillo, not Cabrillo, you know? Okay. It's all right. I'm just telling you that. If you come here, then people think you've been to Pedro, too.
San Pedro.
It's our little test. Yeah, we don't even say the sand part. We just say Pedro.
Yeah.
It's just the slang. You say this, right? Slang? Kind of slang, you know?
It's like a saying. It's like a...
Slang. It's, well,
it's like a popular...
Yeah, the fancy word would be colloquial. That's what people say.
Okay, colloquial, okay. Yeah.
Okay, then we heard El May with Diagnosis for the Doctor. Canon 16 by Hobo Combo. Alain by Sonia de Marnaio. Wedding Day Photograph by Howie Reeve. Let's Fail, Try Again, Seb and the Rod Dicks. Executive Dive by the Dicks. Recurrence by Miriam Gedron. Point of No Return, Surf for Blood. Blue Mosey Number 2 by the Banditos. And finally, 5:30 by DNA. Back with my guests. Los Humberstones, or Humberstones, Los Humberstones. We're talking about their early experiences of music themselves. When did you guys both play guitar, sing, and piano, and ukulele, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Where did you get started on this?
It was 10 years ago.
Together, you
know. Together. No, I'm talking about as boys before you might even met. How did you get on instruments?
Because
the first memory was just you hearing sounds. Now I want to know, when did you first start making sounds?
You know, when I listened to the Beatles, I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Start my interest in music. And I start playing harmonica first, and then the guitar, and I never stop it.
Who turned you on to the harmonica? You just picked it up yourself?
Someone gave it to me in a Christmas.
It was a present?
Yeah, for Christmas.
And who? Do you know who?
Yeah, I think it was my grandmother.
Your grandmother. So you got your grandmother to thank for getting you started with music.
Yeah.
That's bitching. What about you, Nacho?
Me? Well, I have a little keyboard when I was a kid.
How did you get it?
My father gave me.
Okay.
But I don't really interact. I don't really play it a lot.
Okay.
You know, it was until I heard the Beatles too and other bands like The Who that really impact me and makes me want to take a guitar. That happens when my sister, she got a guitar by my parents.
Okay.
In Christmas or something like that. She learned to play in an academy, a school academy.
Yep.
And I pick up her notes and the guitar.
Yeah.
And I learned to play in that moment and till today.
Wow, you mean she learned through school, but you learned out of school.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and Cristobal, you started on the harp, or the we call the harp a harmonica sometimes, and then you went to the guitar.
Yeah, then I went to the guitar, and then
where did you get where did you first? Yeah, but where did you get your first guitar? I'm curious.
I think it was an old guitar that we had in my house.
Ah, it was already there. Okay.
Yeah, and I was.
So you had music people in your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
My sister plays two guitar. And
your grandmother?
My grandmother, she was a piano player.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but she used to play the classics, like Chopin,
sure.
Beethoven, Mozart, I don't know.
No, great, great. Okay, so when did you guys meet each other?
10 years ago?
Yeah, 10 years
maybe
ago.
Maybe more.
2005?
10 and a half.
2004.
Yeah.
I was very friend. The story is this.
Okay.
Cristóbal have a cousin.
We met in a funeral.
Yeah.
Really?
We have a cousin. He has a cousin.
Yeah.
And it was my friend. But we never see each other a lot, you know, maybe once. And this friend and cousin dies in an accident.
In a car crash.
Ah.
2003.
Okay.
He was a guitar player too.
Wow. Okay.
He was the owner of the guitar that I use until now, the Stratocaster.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm still using that guitar.
Okay.
Forever.
Much
he was a very, very great musician, great guitarist. He was very respected, and it was a kind of a boy in the neighborhood who was recognized in a way, you know?
Sure, sure. Was this Santiago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Santiago is divided by a lot of communes.
Sure, sure. Different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was this neighborhood called?
Providencia.
Yeah, Providencia.
Okay.
Okay.
So he was respected guitarist. And so you guys...
Famous, nothing like famous or...
No, just
like
recognized by the people in this where he grew up.
He was too young to be famous.
Of course. But he was very promising. And so you guys meet at the funeral.
Yeah.
I met Cristóbal's sister first. Yeah? She was my friend, and we made parties in that time, playing music with another band that I had. And I met her, and after some time, she tells me my brother plays music, and I think that you should meet him.
Okay.
So we kind of made a date.
Yeah.
A musician date.
Yeah, sure. Appointment. A jam.
Yeah. And we made a song, I think. No?
Yeah, we made a song.
Wow, the first time. Okay.
Yeah.
And we recorded. In a very...
How old were you guys?
Me, Nacho, I'm 32.
Right now, yeah.
And no. At this time, guys.
Ah.
You're telling the story.
25?
Ah, yeah. I was.
No, you guys were teenagers, right?
Yeah, but Cristóbal is older than me.
Okay. But you were like 17, 18 or something?
20. No, I was 26, and you and Nacho was...
24.
22 or 24.
And something like 22.
Yeah, but it was 15 years ago. That means he's 40.
Yeah.
I'm 30 something.
It's okay. Whatever it is.
We are getting old.
We are not good with numbers.
No, we're not good with numbers. So do you guys stay? Do you stay a two piece, or do you get more guys in the band?
Yeah, we started writing songs really
as a two piece. Okay.
Yeah.
And we made that for half year or something like that.
Yeah, and when we had more than 20 songs, we decided to make something.
Because you're not doing any gigs. All you're doing is practicing. You're just songwriting and practicing. No gigs.
Yeah.
Okay. No gigs in the first time.
Right. And then after 20 songs, we're going to do some gigs now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
And then starts the band.
Record the songs in a professional way?
Yeah. Because first we recorded in my house.
Okay.
Something like a home studio, but less than a home studio.
In a computer, like
computer and a microphone.
Yeah, but maybe like for demos, you know?
Yeah, demos.
Because you got to teach a bass player, you got to teach a drummer.
That's right.
Right. And who
the songs were recorded, so it was more easy.
Right. First you just do you two guys. Then who do you get for a bass? Who do you get for a drum?
Cristobal has a
friend of mine that
in the work.
Yeah.
In the work that play bass and we call him.
Okay.
He came, we play songs one afternoon.
Yeah.
We decide to get him.
Okay. Yeah.
With the drummer was
name.
The drummer was difficult.
No, what's the bass player's name?
Ah, he was Gonzalo Seguel.
Okay. And now drummer was more difficult.
Yeah, because we
didn't know one.
Yeah.
We knew one, but it was in my old band, and in that time I want to change
something new.
I didn't want something new. I didn't want.
You didn't want to go with the old guy. You wanted a new guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know why, but...
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's a new proj, maybe, you know, a new experience.
Exactly. And we found one.
How?
What's called Miguel Judelevich.
No, but how did you find him?
Because a friend of a friend who is a musician, too.
Okay.
And this guy was very special. We used to call him Murdoch. from the A-Team, you know?
A-Team theory? Murdoch?
Because he used to wear a hat and was a little crazy.
The only one I remember, there was somebody named Mr. T, right?
Yeah, in the same team.
You're not going to believe this, but that thing was filmed here in Pedro.
Really?
Hollywood would come. We're 30 miles from Hollywood. They would come down here and film that here. In fact, where I practiced at the old Army base, Fort MacArthur. Ain't that a trip? Anyway, we've come to the end of the first hour. July 1st, 2015 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. June 1st, 2015. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Salida por donde hay que entrar. Afuera mucha gente quiere tu lugar. Si crees que la vida puede darte más, vendrá la policía y te multará. Hey. Si quieres compañía para acompañar, gánale a la vida y vuélvete a ganar. La gente es un mercado para usufructuar. Con la cabeza fría nunca perderás. En el cuerpo se del diario, aunque nadie te lloraba, se llamaba igual que tú, que tú, que tú, que tú, oh no. Cuando vaya en el baúl, no quiero que me vean con la piel azul. No es por vanidad, tan solo dignidad. Un último deseo antes del más allá.
what threats were made before. We don't need them anymore. You know more than I know. You know more.
For Pedro Show, we started the second hour off with Obituario.
Obituario.
Yeah.
Well, but the file you gave me didn't have that O, so thank you. So yeah, obituary.
Yeah.
You would say in English. Right. Yeah, the O is missing, so it's only Obituario. Okay. Okay. Stupid me. That's okay. That's Los Humberstones. Humberstones. And then we had Tainted Stain by Deeper D's, Deerhoof with Big House Waltz, Pale Angels, If Only You're Gone, You and Me from R. Stevie Moore, and finally You Know More Than I Know by John Cale. Back on the story on how Los Humberstones got together. Now, we left off where you cats just found a batería, right? This guy, what's his name? Miguel?
Yeah.
And what did you call him? Some guy Murdoch. From the A-team with a hat? Yeah.
Murdoch.
Okay.
Murdoch. Murdoch, yeah.
Okay. I didn't really watch that show, but like I said, they filmed it by where I practice. I've had the same practice pad for 29 years. You guys practiced up the first set, right?
Yeah, and we record the first record. Yeah,
without ever playing a gig.
No, we play a gig.
Okay, tell me. I want to hear about the first gig.
Let me try to remember. The first gig was very soon. I remember.
Yeah,
a local that it calls
subterráneo.
Subterranean.
Like underground.
Yeah, right. Underground.
And we played there, and we played in 20 songs.
This is what? This is 2004?
Yeah.
No, 2005 or 6.
No, five.
2005.
Okay, 2005. You played 20 songs.
Yeah, we played 20 songs.
How long?
One gig.
Was it a two-hour gig? I mean, what was up?
Yeah. It was an hour and a half.
Okay.
And
we played with another band.
Yeah, we played with another band. And in that band,
yeah,
used to play our actual drummer, who is called Nicolas Kraus.
Kraus was the drummer of my old band that I didn't want to
involve
again
at the time.
In a band, you know.
But it was all right to share a bill with.
Yeah.
But you know, we had to at the end because he's the best drummer.
Yeah,
he's the best drummer we know.
Okay, how was that gig? Was it scary?
No, it was fun. Maybe a little fast, you know.
It ended too quick.
No, fast in the feeling. In
tempo.
The feeling of, oh, it's happening and it's happening and it's happening.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Then you guys recorded.
Where?
No, then, after this first gig, then you guys did a recording.
Yeah, we recorded. Maybe we play more gigs, remember.
Okay.
We play more gigs like that, and then we record four songs in a studio that is really popular.
Okay.
The man who recorded
Los Prisioneros
is the same guy who recorded Los Prisioneros, the first group that I listened in my life.
Wow. That's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Or Small World in Santiago.
And he recorded Obituario.
Okay.
Obituario is from that session?
Yeah.
Sure.
One day. Four songs in one day.
Okay.
Alive.
Yeah.
Maybe we made some overdubs?
Yeah.
Some overdubs.
Overdubs.
Did this come out as an album? No, just four songs. Was it EP?
Yeah, it was like a demo to show
the world.
Okay.
And other locals to play, you know?
Sure. Introduction. So for clubs, to get gigs.
We ended putting those four songs in the first record.
No quiero salir. Alguien me llama, no quiero hablar. Alguien pregunta, no quiero ser yo, por favor. Alguien me grita, no puedo escuchar. Alguien me toca, no puedo sentir. Alguien me mira, yo no puedo ver otra vez. Que las cartas ya no. Bomberos me obligarán a salir. Alguien me grita, no puedo escuchar. Alguien me toca, no puedo sentir. Alguien me mira, yo no puedo ver otra vez. Que las cartas ya no son de amor. Solo números vienen. Cartas ya no son de amor,
Eu desci o caminho inteiro e nada mais importa. Nada exceto as vozes que eu coleciono. Enterrei todas na estrada, perto de casa. Mas hoje só existem na minha cabeça. Só pra mim.
Oh. Também.
Watford Pedro show. We just heard that chunk of music start off with Los Hummer Stones doing Las Cartas.
Yeah.
The letters, the mail. Like yeah, nothing, yeah. Nothing but bills come. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we heard Tonio Hardcore, Tonio Rock and Roll by Nohe Bando Trio featuring Giovanni Falzona. Then Dear Blanca with Huff. Cedric Ceballos by Betunizer. Delivery Blues by The Orange Disaster. And finally, Fataladada by Dr. Hank. I think that's out of Brazil. So, you guys went back into the studio to get a whole album's worth.
Yeah.
How much longer? Like a year after?
No, like 6 months.
Six months. Yeah. Yeah. So then that means pretty soon the album got released.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was independent. Independent.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so it wasn't, we made only 100, 200 albums, no more, and
that's all.
That's all
the albums.
Wow. Okay.
We don't even have it.
What about to promote it? Did you guys do any tour?
Yeah. It's
not like the way you're saying. It's not like a tour. It's maybe a lot of gigs. You know. It's
yeah, but that's what we call. We call a tour a lot of gigs.
Yeah, but tours is like traveling and playing.
We
like
we did it. We went to Concepcion.
Yeah.
Concepcion is a city in Chile that really rocks.
Okay.
The great bands of rock and roll here are from Concepcion.
Okay.
So we had to play there and we had played there a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we play in the Estadio Nacional.
Okay.
For an opening to Charly García.
Oh wow!
And that was incredible because we just had the first album.
Sure.
And we were there with 20,000 people.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the way Chile is very north south, so it probably makes touring kind of a lot of driving.
Yeah. A lot of hours driving.
Yeah. Like a skinny California. A long skinny California.
Yeah. Very similar.
Yeah.
Out of the sea.
So what about going across the border? You play other lands?
Other countries.
For example, Argentina, Peru.
No, it's a shame because it will be fun, but it's so hard to move a band here in
without money in
South America. You have to pay everything.
Of course. So you're saying the touring situation, like most bands don't have a van, you know, a coche?
Yeah, no.
We have a van.
Okay.
We used to have a van.
Now we have a car. And
well, you guys tour in cars?
Yeah.
How do you fit the drums?
But usually, they give you the amps.
Oh, okay. The back line is provided by the venue.
Hold your guitar and go.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of that, like in Europe, Japan. We call it back line. Like the back line is supplied by the venue.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
The back line.
Okay, that makes sense then. That you can take cars around. What about trains? Does anybody tour by train?
We should have trains because, you know, our country is like a railroad. But I don't know. I don't know why.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You know, different places, different kinds of things. That's what's so neat to get to talk to you, find out about this stuff, you know. Because, you know, in my mind, there's this thing called the Pan-America Highway, and I thought all of Latin America was connected by this road.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the second hour. July 1, 2015, edition Watford Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. July 1, 2015, it's the third hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
Te salvaste del tiempo y de la decadencia, del amigos. Te salvaste de tenerlo todo y de no tener sentido. Te salvaste de crecer y de madurar. Te salvaste de tener que explicar por qué. ¿Por qué? Salvaste de tener que vivir para ganarte la vida. Te salvaste del triunfo y de las derrotas, de escuchar las mismas promesas. Te salvaste de tener que dar el próximo paso.
palpita fuerte al sentir su alma renacer. Ella tiene aire a Teotihuacán, su piel tiene el color de
tocan y tú me mueves, muéveme a mí, y Totian y tú me mueves, muéveme a mí, y Totian y tú me mueves.
Thank you. like a single, never-ending jingle. I'm hooked on your jingle now, on everything good. Swoop down on me when I least expect it.
Thank you.
lot for Pedro. Shall we start the third hour off with Te Salvaste, which is You're Saved by Los Humberstones? It's not being about saved because you drowned, even though that's where I learned that word.
Yeah.
Tell us, Cristobal. Well,
this is about if you don't do something, maybe it's better.
Okay. Some wisdom. Kind of wisdom.
But the song is about a man who died really young, so he didn't have to experience the ugly things of life, you know?
You're saved from
you're
that.
You're saved from...
terrible experience.
Yeah, a lot of terrible experience.
Then we heard Ito Tiani by Chicano Batman, Panorama City with Batgirl, SM Revelation by King Champion Sounds, Don't Hate Me Cause I'm Beautiful by The Sex Stains. How'd you get to the second? What's the difference between the second album and the first album? Different producer, right?
Yeah. The second album was produced by a songwriter from Chile, Leo Quinteros.
Yeah.
And the first one was Caco Lion. And Andres de Cinti.
Okay. Now, what about the same people?
No, in the second record, we changed
the drummer.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Murdoch.
Murdoch, right, because the picture, I could tell.
Yeah.
But you never can tell for sure, that's why I asked. Okay, so now the band's been together, it's done gigs, it's already made an album. So the second album's a much different experience. What studio did you use?
We used the studio of Leo Quinteros.
Okay.
The songwriter.
The principal difference was that we had the experience in the studio. So
sure.
we knew how to do the sound that we want.
And also, this time you do all the songs together, not just four songs and then the rest of the songs, right?
We all make the same together.
We always have the same way of composition.
Okay.
We both work together and then with the group, with the band.
Yeah, that's the way. That's the way Los Humberstones originally started, you know?
Okay.
Of course, there's sometimes that one of us make a song in his time and I make my songs in my time.
Sure.
But we get together and we figure it out.
Yeah, you figure it out together.
Yeah, it's a
collaboration.
Yeah.
The classic
what album. I was trying to say was, though, the first album you did four songs and then you did the rest of the songs. This time, with the second song, it was the whole batch.
Yeah.
Now, how was this album released?
How was this album released?
Because you said the first one was released independent and only did a couple hundred.
It was independent too, but...
We made a video clip.
Yeah, we made four video clips.
Okay.
And we upload the record in...
We upload in internet, on the internet.
Oops.
And that was a really big difference because many people could hear us.
Even people did not live in Chile.
Yeah.
Let me get that.
What?
Pito, I'm doing a radio show right now with some guys in Chile, so I have to talk to you later. Okay. Oh. That was the second man organ man. Okay, so. he's at PRAC, another PRAC, so I got to call him later. Okay, so the big difference is this time you put it up on the internet, so you have a lot more exposure. Maybe people who don't live in Chile can hear you guys. Okay.
It was the MySpace period.
Okay. Let's hear the final music for this edition, okay?
Okay. Okay.
It's a tune you guys wrote called Tu y Yo.
You and I.
Yeah. Thank you. get out of Jelly Spot.
Well, let me tell you about the priest. He was a priest in good time. But dropped up for the next ahead. Sure, fast, hey. Invitation, my sir. I'm gonna tell you about the man. He's in decline. He's getting just a good, good. And here is what you get. Gonna tell you about the break. I'm gonna tell you about the man. Gonna tell you about the break. Gonna tell you what the man. Don't you hear that? What the man? Don't you know about the man?
I remember first time that I saw you. Red Rocks and the pizza, Colorado. I heard you. 1988, City God is my new friend show.
Amen.
Boy, it was. It's a man. Boy, it was. Driving around in your van. Boy, it was.
Thank you.
last batch of music, Homer Stone's Tu y Yo, You and I, Class 75, Stony Spring, The Hour of Your Annihilation by the Can-Can Heads, Curious Lemon, The Lemon Limes, I Was Gonna Have Her Blow You Guys by Crying for Kafka, DPM, GGL, and the Jabbers, Watt from DeBickle, I think you pronounce it, PMS 2.5 by Round Eye, and finally, Garbage by Fan Shui Jian Va. Chinese, not so good. Tell me about this album you just did, your third album.
Fa sostenido.
Right.
It means like F sharp.
Okay.
But have a game of words.
Pun?
With the word faso, that it means like a joint.
Yeah.
And sostenido, like, that means like...
Leño. You call joints leños?
What?
Mexico, they call them leños, joints.
Leños, joints.
Like a little piece of rope or something. Yeah, leño.
Yeah, leño.
So, faso, leño, okay.
We call it faso, pito, caño.
Okay.
And there's a lot of names.
Sure.
Yeah.
And now, what's the...
It's only a joke. It's most of all because of the note.
The F sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, sure. No problem.
It's always been present in our songs. I don't know why, but...
You guys like a lot of F sharps. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a powerful chart in the rock and roll.
Yeah, of course. Different producer?
The producer is...
Pablo Yadach.
Okay, and where did you record it?
In Estudio Lautaro.
Okay. And so you mixed everything up, different... Change up.
In that record, that is our soonest, or our latest record, it's a chain of two musicians.
Yeah.
The bass and the drums.
Yeah.
So it's the third drummer for Los Homer Stones and second bass player.
It's the third drummer and the second bass player. Yeah.
Okay. And did this make a big difference?
Yeah.
Of course. Because it's the rhythm section.
Yeah.
I have an opinion on this because I'm kind of part of the rhythm section.
Right.
That's good. You know it.
I know a little bit. I have an opinion. So, but as far as the songwriting, it was still Cristobal and you, Nacho, collaborating, bringing these guys the songs.
Yeah, but this time we had the songs, but we work as a band in the structure and it was more, there was more freedom playing, you know.
There was more a band, you know, the sensation of a real band.
Sure.
Now we are a real band, you know. That's the difference.
After all these years.
Yeah, we've been playing with this formation for the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay. So it's solid.
Yeah.
You know,
I hope.
No, but still you've been playing more than 10 years. What about some dudes from Chile or some dudes from US, if they asked you for advice in music, what would you tell them?
From here?
From you?
Your
advice.
A song from Los Homer Stones.
I'm saying, what advice would you give somebody who was starting out in this music thing? What would you tell them?
I would tell him that...
Go to the classics.
Go to the classics. Yeah,
listen to The Beatles, The Who, Bob Dylan, and then you can start listen something new. But first, you must know where it comes from.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry... I don't know. The Rolling Stones.
What means, Cristobal, is that it's that important to be a fan of good music. I like the music. Really like the music, you know?
Sure. This is great stuff. I agree with you.
Yeah. It's not something for be better than the rest, you know? is something to be real, you know, to be what's happening inside you.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, we love a lot of music and new groups and all kind of stuff, but if you have to start somewhere, it's in the classic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I want to thank you guys both so much for being on the show. It's beautiful. First time thank I got you. To interview a band from Chile before.
Please.
No, your English is okay. Don't worry about it. Please, you've been beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, man.
And I wish you all the luck. And please flow me any new music. I will be playing lots of this new album. And safe seas. I hope you guys get to tour different countries. I hope you get to come to the U.S.
Yeah, it's a dream for us. It would be great.
We have to do it. I will go there, but for another reasons on September.
Okay.
But we will love to be there playing rock music from Los Humbertons and give a good show, you know? Maybe a few shows.
Beautiful. It's been a July 1st, 2015 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Thank you so much, Nacho Cristobal. Viva.
Thank you.
Viva.
Go up, Pedro. Rock and roll.
Keep your powder dry.